Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Federal Reserve Board is expected to raise interest rates by another quarter percentage point today as part of its ongoing crackdown on inflation. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, it would be the eighth rate hike in less than a year.
After playing catch-up for much of last year with the most aggressive series of interest rate hikes in decades, the Fed is now dialing it down a bit. The quarter-point increase expected today would be the smallest since last March. Fed officials are encouraged by signs that inflation has cooled in recent months, although prices are still climbing faster than the central bank would like. Wage gains have also eased a bit, despite the tight job market. That should help to relieve pressure on prices in the months to come. Although the pace of rate hikes is slowing, Fed officials warn they don't expect to cut borrowing costs anytime soon. Fed forecasts suggest that interest rates will remain elevated at least through the end of this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden traveled to New York Tuesday as part of his East Coast tour to highlight the benefits of his infrastructure law. Biden visited the city's Hudson Tunnel, a deteriorating span built in 1910 and severely damaged in 2012 during Hurricane Sandy. The president was there to show how the new law is being used to replace the tunnel.
The first piece of the new Hudson Tunnel is being built. It's one of the biggest parts of the Gateway program. Now, let me say this at the outset. This is just the beginning of finally constructing a 21st century rail system that's long, long overdue in this country.
The Hudson Tunnel is used by more than 2,000 trains daily. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz has signed a bill that codifies abortion rights in his state. As NPR's Laura Benshoff reports, Minnesota is one of several states where Democrats are trying to shore up abortion access after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade.
Abortion rights are already protected in Minnesota under a prior state Supreme Court ruling, but supporters say the state's new law will bolster that right, and it will make sure Minnesotans can continue to access not just abortion, but also contraception and fertility care. The bill's Republican opponents in the state legislature called it, quote, extreme. Before signing the bill, Governor Tim Walz said Minnesotans have the right to make decisions about their health, families, and lives. As many parts of the country work to ban or restrict abortion, states such as Minnesota, New Jersey, and Massachusetts have sought to protect and increase access. Laura Benshoff, NPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to attend today's funeral for Tyre Nichols, the 29-year-old Memphis man who was tortured by police during a traffic stop. Nichols died 3 days after the incident earlier this month. Five police officers have been fired and charged with second-degree murder and other offenses. Three paramedics have also been fired for delaying medical attention for Nichols. This is NPR News. Another tech industry giant has announced layoffs. PayPal is trimming about 2,000 jobs from its full-time workforce. Citing a changing economic environment, the company says that the cuts will be made over several weeks. Tens of thousands of tech industry workers have been laid off so far this year. In Omaha, Nebraska, police shot and killed a man they say opened fire inside a Target store. The unidentified suspect was allegedly carrying an AR-15-style rifle and more than a dozen ammunition magazines. Target spokesman Brian Harper Tibaldo says all shoppers and workers were safely evacuated. He says the store will remain closed indefinitely. In France, unions are celebrating the overwhelming turnout for protests over a proposed pension reform plan. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that 70% of French citizens do not want their government raising the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64.
The French Interior Minister says there were 1.2 million people in the streets across France, including 500,000 in Paris. Many say by making people work longer, the pension reform punishes those with difficult jobs. IT worker Roland Ripoul says it doesn't matter that he's a white-collar worker.
The French system is based on the solidarity, so everyone is concerned.
Unions have called for two more days of strikes and demonstrations on February 7th and 11th to turn up the pressure on the government to withdraw the reform. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
U.S. futures are lower in pre-market trading on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.